Come on, let's just give glory to God. I'll be honest with you. When the time I come to the pulpit, I get nervous. Believe it or not, I have to ask the Holy Spirit just help me out. Yeah? And I'm learning. I'm still learning to just give thanks to God. You understand? And, you know, first I just want to just greet the pastors, the shepherd of the house, the one and only lady. Let's give him a hand. Praise God. And all the leaders. Can you give all the leaders a hand too? And especially for the newcomers. How many newcomers here? There's one, two. Can we please serve them? Can we serve them? Ushers, can you serve the newcomers, please? Come on, let's give the newcomers, welcome them into the house of God. This is the best place to be. Amen? Amen. Let me dive into it because, you know, when I start talk, I get carried away sometimes. I do. But I've got the time and I'm watching it good, yeah? I'm going to show, I read something on the way coming up here. It was an article. I'm just going to read it to you guys, yeah? Is it okay? Amen? Heavenly Father, I just want to first just give you the praise, give you the glory, and give you the honor. I thank you for this house. I thank you for every person in this house. And Lord, I'm asking because your word says that you will meet them at their needs in this house. The heavens are open for your glory, and we will give thanks in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. If you are awake to the things of the Lord, these days you know that we are reaching the end of the end. Like it or not, it is. Of the age, we come to the last of the last days. Jesus is returning. He's upon us, and I am convinced he's coming even sooner than what we think. The reign of the Spirit is falling. The glory of God is increasing over all the earth. It is a thrilling time to be alive. I get two hallelujahs. Praise God. It is also a dangerous time. As the devil time grows shorter, he is striking out with great fury. I would have to say that over the past few years, I've seen more attack on Christians than ever before. I have seen sickness attacking the body. I have seen him attacking the marriages and family and people's minds. Hello? As I watch these things occurring, I think of Revelation 12, verse 12, which says, therefore, be glad. Ouch. Let me say that again. As I watch these things occurring, I think of Revelation 12, verse 12, says, therefore, be glad, exalt, O heavens, and you that are dwelling in them. Be woe to you, O earth and sea, for the devil has come down to you in fear and anger, because he knows that he has only a short time left. I would like you to ponder on that. The topic that I've chosen, and the Lord rest on my heart, was prayer and the peace of mind. The scripture that I'll be using will be Philippians 4, verse 6 and 7. Amen. Be be anxious for nothing. Some other scripture says, do not worry about anything. The King James says, be careful for nothing. But in everything, by praying and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be known to who? God. Did he say to man? He said to who? No, I'm glad that you've got that. Anxious, meaning feeling or showing worries, nervousness, or unease about something or uncertain outcome. Prayer, meaning request for help or expressing of thanks or addressing to God or interceding or devotion. Supplication means the action of asking for something earnestly in humility. And the peace of mind is the ensuring you serenity, peacefulness, calm, and composed joy. Now, how much of we can say that we're going through a situation and you can actually convince yourself that I have a peace of mind? But the Word of God says, be thankful. That's what the Word of God says. Be thankful. I'm not saying it's easy. Because it's not easy. When you have your children or your teenager giving you some problems. And Bishop, can I be myself? Because sometimes the English, I'm going to be myself. I like to be myself. Can I be myself, everybody here? Can I be myself? All right. You know when you have a son or a daughter out there going on with the most nonsense. And the Bible says, be thankful. Be joyful. Bring your prayer to who? God. Okay. What about you want to come live with my wife one day? Or you want to come live with my husband for one day? You think it's something easy? When him get up a morning, him don't even know how to spread the bed. Been overflowing. Me coming hungry, no food, no cook. You think it's something easy? Hello. But the Bible says, and joyful. Hello. That's what the Bible says. What about my bank account? I just get my wages. And I look in at the bank and I say it's pure zero. Come on, let's be real. Church is about realness. You understand? You look into your bank account and you see zero. Double zero. And the rent up here. Bill is a come down next week and knock on my door. Car tax no here. TV people looking at me, I have to turn off the TV and go like, me not have no TV in my house. Hello? Come on. But the Bible says, with all thanks, be thankful and request to God. Praise God. Now, I never say it, you know. The Bible said it. Yeah? Now, if we look and ask who said it, there was a man called Apostle Paul who said it. And believe it or not, it was the Holy Spirit that actually prompted him. And Paul wrote it. And the position and the place that Paul was, he was under house arrest. Hello? This man was under a house arrest. he was actually seeking unto Caesar because Caesar was going to bring a sentence unto him. The Jews did not like Paul. Remember? Be thankful and requests be made unto God. Now, I'm going to give you a 2 minute, 3 minute testimony that came back to me yesterday. My daughter has been going through some attack from the enemy on her marriage. She's only been married for 4 years, and they've been going through some rough time. You know, 2 months ago, I was in tears. And I started to worry. I'll be honest with you, people of God, and I'm truthful, I'm transparent. I started to worry because I know how it feels, divorce. I know how it feels. You understand? And as a father, I'm saying, I don't want my daughter to go through. I don't want my daughter to go through it. And I ring my daughter, and I'm hearing my daughter crying. And then something came up that got me really angry. Some called prophet came into it and said, leave the marriage. My spirit rise up and I said, I rebuke that word. But at the same time, I had to show her love because she was looking some kind of, she's looking help. She was in that place of vulnerability. You understand? But the Lord gave me some word, and I told her, fight for your marriage. Fight. Fight for your daughter. Fight for your son. Fight for your family. Fight for your workplace. Fight. Fight. And then yesterday, a wonderful news said, Daddy, whatever you've been doing and what you have said, I've done it, and things are changing. I said, it's God. It's God. It's God. And, you know, visitors who've come here today, you know, I want you to really rely on God because his word is good. The Bible says it will go forth and it will not. It can't come back empty, but it will go forth and it will be successful in Jesus' name. That's the testimony. Let's get back to the nugget of wisdom. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. I was blessed with this book about 10 years ago, and the Holy Spirit told me that I needed to pick it back up again. And it's part of the nugget that's going to come out of it. Now, Paul had tapped into the spirit of the Master when he started to urge the saints, be not anxious for nothing. Let's open our Bible and look at Matthew 6, verse 8. In Matthew chapter 6, verse 8. I'm going to read it from the Amplifier. Is that okay? It says, do not be like them, for your Father knows what you need before you ask him. The prayer, therefore, goes like this. Our Father who is in heaven, hallowed be your name. Hallelujah. What a comfort to know that Daddy, we call him Daddy, before I even open my mouth, Daddy knows. Amen? Daddy knows. He also caught the Master's note of thanksgiving. And the greatest thing about the prayer meetings that we've been having is that we've been learning how to worship God when things don't look good. I know it sounds strange. It sounds weird. It actually goes against my nature. It does. But it's not my nature that dictates. It's the Spirit of God that dictates. Amen? So, when you are going through some rocky times and things don't look good, get up in the morning, do two little exercise moves, turn on a gospel music, and dance. Because there is something about the joy of the Lord. The joy of the Lord. And I'm going to wind it down. I wanted to go a little bit more, but I'm looking on time. And I have to respect time. Amen? Listen to verse 7. It says, "And the peace of God, which surpasses all." Everybody say, all. Come on, everybody say, all. Understanding will guard your heart, your mind through Christ Jesus. Oh, come on. Amen. You get up in the morning, you turn on the music, and you jump for joy. And you just read the scripture and tell Satan, get behind me. Furthermore, get out of my house. Come out of my house. Come out of my family business. Because I have the joy of the Lord. Come on, people. Now, I hope that you've been blessed. I cut it short because of my time. Remember, the joy of the Lord is your strength. In Jesus' name. God bless you.